When you think about these opportunities within our culture right now, there are plenty of opportunities if you can take advantage of them. That really is a lesson for today. That we had the great foresight of Gillespie's group to be able to find some physical facilities because you need to have space in order to do this work, and we're really well on the way to do that. But you also have to have talent. And it's hard to recognize within Communication Arts and Sciences, CHIPS department, we already have a Media Arts and Technology program ready to go. And just announced recently the hiring of Andrea Medich, who was executive producer of the 2009 Oscar-winning documentary Man on a Wire, to be the director of the Film and Media Arts Initiative. So you had to plan ahead, have the talent. Also in the College of Arts and Letters, they've had a long-standing film studies program. Then you can add all the other sorts of expertise it will take to make a film. So we had embedded assets ready to go at a moment's notice for this opportunity. And I think that sense of urgency is a matter of attitude. I'm sure that the department had other things on their agenda. But when you see these kinds of opportunities, it's important to really take advantage of them. And that is the attitude part of this, assets and attitude. And it takes both of those to be successful in any individual venture, but also for the community to be successful. And the third piece of that is alignment. And without the capacity to work with Michigan Works and Doug's leadership, LCC and Michigan State, this wouldn't have happened along with the Gillespie Group. So assets, attitude, and alignment. Put together with a sense of purpose and a sense of urgency. So I'm really pleased to really acknowledge, not my work, because I didn't do anything in this process, but this sort of the kind of thing we need to do over and over and over again to bring the energy we need to mid-Michigan and to the state of Michigan. And I'm looking forward to the first Academy Award film produced in Lansing.